Speaking with authenticity is directly linked to your belief system, what you believe about yourself. If you have self-doubt about the way you speak, it's very hard to sound genuine and authentic, even if you're saying your own name. And that has nothing to do with your voice. It has everything to do with perspective and permission. You have to give yourself permission. To speak authentically is to step aside from what anyone else thinks of you. And when you focus too much on how you feel and yourself, you start questioning, am I good enough? Do I sound real? Do people like me? So the issue isn't how you speak, it's the perspective you're speaking from. Because when you speak, you're not just sharing words, you're sharing an attitude, thoughts, feelings, beliefs. Everything about you is wrapped up in how you present it. So if someone has once told you that you don't sound authentic or you feel that way, it's time to start by looking inward. It's not about them, it's none of their business. Because often when we feel judged by others, it's because we are judging ourselves. And when you do that, when you judge yourself, when you take in the world as if they're looking at you strangely, you start to doubt yourself and you start to project that outwards. And then guess what? People see that and they judge you on it. It's like a vicious cycle. So ask yourself honestly, do you criticize yourself? Do you think that you're not good enough? Do you have negative self-talk? Are you convincing yourself on the daily that you're not trustworthy or you're not authentic? If one of your search terms to find this video was how to sound more authentic or genuine, that tells me something important about you. And that is, you don't need to sound authentic. You need to feel more comfortable in your own skin. Ooh, sorry, that might be a hard pill to swallow. Loads of people ticking off now. Fuck you, Darren. I'm sorry, but it's likely true. Yes, you could talk more. Practice more, learn articulation exercises and how to breathe through the diaphragm and all that jazz. And for some people that works, but we need to address the root issue. So we have a couple of exercises that's going to help you figure out who you are, where you stand in the world, and give you the belief to start speaking completely authentically with genuine, like, belief and meaning behind your words. First, go find a sheet of paper and a pen and come back. Pause this video, do whatever you got to do. I'm guessing you've got it, right? Okay, so what we're going to do, I want you to write down on this sheet of paper a list or brainstorm, like, as many things as possible that you like, right? So pause this video, write down everything that you like. It could be food, it could be people, it could be places, it could be travel, it could be anything. Just put everything down. Everything that you like in your life. Like, I want like minimum 20 things. Okay, go. Good. Now you've got those things. Is it possible that you can see categories of things? For example, you might say, I like Coca-Cola, I like McDonald's, I like cheeseburgers, I like pizzas. Therefore, I would circle that as I like eating or I like food. So that would go into one category. Maybe you're saying people that you like. Maybe you like humans or you like company or you like whatever it is. You like travel, you know, but find out what these groups are. So take another few minutes and circle and see if there's specific categories that pop up that are in, that should be, you know, categorized in the same list, and then circle them and give them a name. Pause this, do that, come back. Now, from this list that's left, hopefully you've got more than three, but I want you to pick your top three from that and write them down in a list. One, two, three. Three categories of things that you like. Get another sheet of paper or turn this one over, because we're going to make another sort of brainstorm list now. And this is everything that you believe is good in the world. Like, I don't know, veganism, music, this, that, the other. It's not just things you like, but it's things that you think that are valuable and out there and exist in the world. It could be things that you like as well, but not necessarily. It could be that you like diplomacy, but you're not necessarily a diplomat. Just write down things that you believe are good in the world or good about the world. Examples are kindness, community, education, animal welfare, clean water, cultural diversity, fairness, care, whatever it is. Write them down. Come back when you're done. Oh, and yeah, focus on what you believe in, not what you dislike. Always the positive. So you've done that. Great. I want you to also circle these into categories. Write your top three that you think are most important out of those, and then come back. Okay, so you should have now six words or categories, and you're going to make two sentences from this. Write it down like a letter to self. Hi, my name is your name. I like this, this, and this. And I believe that this, this, and this are good things in the world. So I like, say, people, animals, and food. And I think that voice work, movies, and veganism are health, are good things in the world. If that's your thing, I don't know. I want you to have this little sentence. And at some point in the coming week, I want you to say it to somebody. If anyone asks you who you are, what you do, this is what you're going to say to them. Not what you do for a living, not what your job is, because that doesn't feel genuine anyway. Who are you? Tell me about yourself. Oh, my name is so-and-so. I like this, this, and this. And I believe in this, this, and that. Because you can stand behind this. You know, you've done the work, that you believe in these things. So there's no reason why sharing this with the world or someone else isn't going to be authentic. This is genuine because you've done the study. You've done the work. You've taken the time to think about what you like. You've categorized it, what you think is good in the world, and you've categorized it and you've put it into a sentence. So you can say with 100% authenticity that you like and believe these things. Do you understand what I've done? Where we're going with this? You have to now, you've done most of the work, you've got to take it away and you have to say it to someone. The first opportunity you get, you could go up to someone and say, hi, my name's Darren, I like this, this, and this. It sounds a bit like you're going on a bad date though, doesn't it? So wait for someone to ask you perhaps, but try it. You've got to find a space, look for an opportunity to use it. Or if you have to give a presentation or a speech, maybe this is your opener or something that you can put somewhere inside. Because at some point, someone's going to ask you, tell me about yourself, and you have something to say. Now, how can you take this into everything else you say? Well, first, it gives you a framework to think about how you feel about a topic. If you're giving a presentation or sharing information or whatever it is, you now have a way of sitting down and thinking, what facts do I want to share? What facts do I know about? And if you're doing research on something or just have to share information, you can put this in such a way that you understand it. So writing things out is one key thing here. Another one is taking the time to understand, which gives you authority. Knowledge is authority, and with authority comes confidence, and with confidence comes the ability to sound genuine and authentic. Whether you believe in it, whether you're knowledgeable on it, or whether you just want other people to know, it's going to help. It changes your focus. It gives you real substance and depth to draw from. And you don't have to feel shallow. It will sound more genuine. And that's why we're here, right? Try it. So remember, authenticity isn't about saying things a certain way. It's about having something backing up what you say, having a deeper knowledge and understanding of why you're saying something. Remember, it doesn't, even though it comes from you, you've got to share it in such a way that it's for someone else. Because these are your beliefs now. You believe in what you're saying. You're an authentic speaker, aren't you? Aren't you? Good on you. And if you feel that it's not authenticity, perhaps it's just you're not able to share yourself with enough vocal dynamics, this video here is going to give you everything you need to know about sounding more engaging when you speak. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, be kind to yourself and look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now,